You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As I shove more peanut butter in my mouth.
Roy Bellamy announced that that was the sound of a parachute opening.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow couldn't talk on Sunday because of his throat contusion. If he tried to, that's what it would have sounded like.
Definitely a parachute. Damon, she'd like to hear it in a sentence.
Yes, I would like to hear Stugatz's phlegmy speed bump.
No.
Let's hear it in the context of everything. It was in the middle of Adnan rat-a-tat-tatting, talking way too fast about baseball.
Bradley Cooper nominated for Star is Born. Bradley Cooper is better. Viggo Mortensen nominated for Green Book. Viggo Mortensen was
acting fine.
Listen to that $20. Again. Listen to that again. You got peanut butter in your mouth.
Someone owes me change.
You nobody owes you anything.
I got fined $5 for that. I put a 20 in and I'm still waiting for 15.
You've done your job so well today. They should pay you more. You shouldn't have to pay at all.
Well, I paid $5. That's the fine system here. Yours is 25, by the way.
Bradley Cooper nominated for Star is Born. Bradley Cooper is better. Viggo Mortensen nominated for Green Book. Viggo Mortensen was.
I don't think that doesn't sound like a human sound. That sounds like something is being, like a machine is punching something. Like if you give him a bunch of it, something's being sewn. Like, yeah. Right? Something's being sewn. That does not sound
slowly,
like a,
yes.
It's like if you punch an extraterrestrial in the gut.
That's also what that would sound like. Yeah. How about if you dropped like a really heavy full can in just a bunch of feces? No, not really.
It sounds like a can, like a flume. You know when you go to the other drive-thru at the pharmacy, you have to put your prescription in a can and it flies through a tube? That's it.
I think you nailed it. That's my leader so far. That and parachute.
That is. Wait a minute. Are they still doing that at banks? Because I didn't know they were still doing it at pharmacies. Are they still doing the tube at banks where you shoot it up and it shoots into the sky and then the teller has it? One of the great inventions of all time.
How did someone come up with that idea, by the way? A pressurized air tube.
It was a different time.
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand the physics of it. I don't know how it works. It's like, oh, it's just a suction. We'll suction it from one place to the other. I don't understand.
It always scares me, too. It's alarming.
Right. When you hit the button, it goes,
yeah, it just
takes off.
See you later.
It's a pneumatic tube. This is how telegrams used to be sent in the olden days.
Is it still a thing, though? Is it something
at my pharmacy,
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Still a thing.
Is it such a great invention that it will live for the rest of time?
The only thing that would outdo it is teleportation itself.
How else are you doing drive-through banking without one of those things? You got to put a little envelope, put a little checks in there, maybe some cash. How else are you sending it to the teller?
And we're so far away from teleportation science advancing to the point that we can trust it. Remember, cautionary tale, the brindle fly.
Yeah,
that didn't go so well.
really ahead of their time when you consider the pandemic, you know, because you have options. You could do it, you know, face to face, hand to hand. You hand them your stuff. They hand it back to you. Or you can go with line number two, option number two, which is put it in a tube and stay away from everybody.
You could either hand it to one hand or grab a tube that several hands have grabbed.
That's never been cleaned ever.
Ever.
Right? That never. Who would ever clean
never
that?
Never been cleaned that. They don't have a cleaner on site.
No. You don't need to because no one hand goes in it.
No, but they grab the tube.
You grab the handle. I don't know if it's a twisty top or it's a little door you got to open.
It's got a film of fingerprints on it. I always think of those things as dirty.
Yeah, it looks like a headlight from a 1989 Chevy.
It does.
I just love the inventor of that. Just let's do it this way. The teller's over here. We're over here. Just shoot it through a flume with a bunch of air. Just shoot a rocket into the sky. Like, we could just do t-shirt cannons, but nope, we're going to keep this very precise, and it's just going to land in the teller's lap right there after a sound that... While it might scare you, it's also delightful. We agree, yes? It's a delightful sound when it gets suctioned and it's no longer in your life, and then it reappears and it's got money in it or
proof. And you're eagerly anticipating it arriving at the teller. It's like, ooh, how long is this going to take?
Then they're going to shoot it back to me and it's going to have proof that I have money.
Pneumatic tube, also what Stugatz's esophagus is called.
Thank you.
Would love to go on one as a ride. Just a theme park, a human-sized CBS flume so I can ride it. And
isn't that what those water slides where you go in standing up and then the floor drops out? That's kind of what that is, isn't it?
Those are so scary.
Oh, they're the best, though.
But that's just gravity. Mm. I want to get sucked.
Oh.
Yeah. I need to hear that sound. What?
Whoa!
Baby.
Crazy.
Put it on the poll. Do you want to get sucked?
Yes.
Put it on the poll. Just like that. Do you want to get sucked? Because everybody wants to get sucked.
Right. The way we're describing it right now, who doesn't want to do this? This is delightful.
Oh, somebody suck me, please. I'm dying for it. Tell me there's a Six Flags in this great country of ours that can suck me.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.